Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Yogi.
I'm Pam.
I'm Brandon.
This is Creativity Wasted.
Okay, so I was set to go around Valentine's Day on this. So I am just going to stick with that idea. I came up with a movie. And the movie's going to be about two girls, and their names are Val and Tina. Because Tine, right? Not really a word.
Yeah.
And going with the Valentine's Day theme. So these two girls, wait for it. They're comedians, and they run an open mic comedy show every week. But after you do the stand-up comedy, they get to pick a random karaoke song. And maybe that would be called like Laugh-Okie or something. So this would be like, you know, obviously a comedy, but there would also be a romance aspect to it. Also like a murder mystery type of deal. Because both of these girls fall in love with the same guy.
And then murder him?
And he ends up getting killed by a Cupid's arrow to the heart.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I missed the beginning, but I liked where I came in.
So this is just like a completely hokey movie that, you know, I mean, us being comedians know that you can find so many funny things to put into this movie. So that was just kind of my premise of like what I came up with.
What would the Cupid's arrow look? Is it like pink? Like what makes the arrow the Cupid's arrow?
Yeah, is there like, because it's got to be a Valentine's Day theme, right?
Isn't the arrow, isn't it always like an upside down heart is the arrowhead?
Yeah, but how do you kill somebody with that?
Oh.
It's blades, like it's sharp.
You know, if it's going to pierce your heart, it's going to kill you.
Maybe it's got like the arrowhead inside the heart and then it just shoots through the designed heart and the person. So then the heart symbol is like on their chest. You know what I mean? Like
a scarlet letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would look kind of cool, like a dead body with like a heart sticker thing on there with the arrow going through it.
So what's Cupid's deal? Like, he needs people to fall in love? Because he sees that you need this person, like these two people fit. Like, what's Cupid's mission? Why does
That's
he do
good
what
question.
It? Like, I'm picturing him kind of like a psychopath now. Like, what's his deal? He's just like a vigilante with a bow, and he's like, nah, you two. Go stand
it's
next
actually a demon.
Is he?
Yeah.
A demon?
Yeah, it's a demon.
He makes the wrong people fall in love. Like, you're not supposed to fall in love just because some random baby shot you.
Yeah.
So it's not real love.
It's a demon baby. And no, actually, it's a demon and in a body of a baby so that people don't find it so scary.
I picture Cupid as there was a video game called Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a flying Cupid that would shoot you, and then you're, like, in love for a few seconds after you get shot. So you're discombobulated, so when you hit up on the controller, you go one of the different directions. So it's hard to steer when you're, like, dazzled from the Cupid arrow.
Steer with your bow.
Yeah, not in the game, but, yeah. In the game, you just have to walk around.
I got the golf clap.
You're trying to run away from an enemy and you hit up and your character goes sideways and it's hard to not get killed because the Cupid has you all discombobulated. But the Cupid in the game just shoots at whatever he sees randomly in random directions. Like, there's no like strategy behind who the Cupid shoots. I just picture that in like real life. The Cupid just, anybody he happens to walk by, he just shoots at, you know.
That's more even.
He's just
like,
more about accuracy. He's a marksman.
He just wants to shoot people.
That's all.
There is a video game at Marvin's Marvelous Museum. I think that place is getting bought out. Has anyone ever been there in Southfield?
No.
Mm-mm.
I guess it's Farmington. I don't know what the actual address is over there. It's over on Orchard Lake Road. It's the greatest place for kids. I take my girls in there. But it has every old school. It has like every video game and, you know, it's got like the game from Big that gives you your fortune and it has every, oh, wow. But there's one game in there that has a Cupid on it. And we've put some quarters in that. Why? I have no idea. And that that Cupid seems crazier than a pet coon. Like he ends up, I think, not setting anyone up and is just this kind of Right. You just envision this kind of fat little guy smoking a cigar and not doing anything. So it's interesting.
So your movie idea, does he get shot while doing his set?
I think that would make the most sense, right? And then it comes out that both of the girls were in love with him. So it's a whole kind of whodunit. And then, you know, you're going to have the drama of are these best friends? They could be sisters. Hell, who knows, wait, right?
How do we even know that's the real Cupid? What if he faked his death with a fake Cupid?
What if he ate a DM slider?
TM.
There could be the classic trope where he's on stage and he's fallen down dead and people don't think it's real, so they keep laughing because they don't realize he's really dead.
Right?
They've done that in so many.
Part of his karaoke skit at the end of the comedy set.
Dude, that would be great too, is like, what if he did die or like thought he was dead, and then as he's being buried, like, and they do that zoom in of like the body in the casket and they zoom out and then he wakes up and hits his punchline right at the end.
That's pretty good.
I'll tie your dog to a tree. Wait, what?
And then one guy claps in the
you just hear clapping through dirt in the distance. It's just the grave digger. He's like, oh man.
And every comedian ever would love this movie and else would like it. They'd all be like, this is the worst movie ever. And we'd be like, that was the
fast. You froze for a second.
Oh. It'd be an outbreak of people trying to commit grave punchlines.
So is the idea, okay, the guy's on stage, he gets shot, he's dead, cops come, and everybody's like locked in the club until the cops interview everybody. So all the comics are like backstage, like talking to each other, cracking jokes, dark jokes, trying
to
figure out.
He's already died on stage a million times. It's no different.
Yeah. One guy wants to leave. He's like, why do we got to stay here? He's dead. I'm not dead. Like, cracking jokes.
I don't get to do my time now. That's what you're saying. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. Can I get the rest of his time?
Yeah. Divvy it up. We each get 32 seconds.
Can I steal his jokes? He doesn't need them anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I have a good cemetery joke I was trying to work on. If you're trying to pitch selling a house next to a cemetery, it's like, how do you do that pitch? And I was like, all right, like, do you like jewelry? No, all right. What if, like, you flush a toilet and it's like your doo-doo is on a Universal Studios ride? So, yeah, I know. It's not there yet, but I just want the mental image of as your poop goes down the sewer drain, it's like it's going through a haunted log ride with all the dead bodies. I should have said haunted log ride.
Yeah, that needs a lot of setup. It wasn't obvious to me at all.
I don't know. I laughed so hard when I came up with the concept of like your poop is on a Universal Studios ride going through a bunch of dead bodies. Like, oh, all right. Well, I'll work on it. I'll get back to you.
For the murder mystery, did you have like a plot point, like who did the murder and why and that type of thing?
No. I mean, you know, I had the premise of Valentine's Day and the two girls, and then just was thinking, you know, it would be funny to see another comedy show. And then I was like, well, how can we make the comedy different? And I don't, maybe there are places that make you do a random karaoke song after. I don't know. Well, sometimes there's karaoke after comedy shows, but of course there had to be a little love interest in it, tying into Valentine's Day-ish. So then, you know, I was like, okay, these two girls are going to fall in love with the same guy, but they don't know it, obviously. They don't find out maybe until after he's dead, and then that drama unravels. And
what if you do it in chapters, kind of, and the end of each chapter is one song? So now you're kind of like the song list becomes like a character in it where you got to bring them up at one point, bring them down, and then end somewhere. But you're kind of doing it in a group of three where it's like you have the girls with their two songs, but then maybe somebody else has a reveal song somewhere.
I hear you.
So now it's a musical.
Yeah.
Or like he's going to die to another one bites the dust. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because.
Yeah, or even like way over the top, like bright eyes or something. Turn around. This is somebody slowly dying.
Yeah, there's a lot of creepy love songs that someone could get murdered while singing that would match the theme. Not thinking of, I mean, Turn Around, yeah, but there's other ones like the whole premise is creepy.
Dude, when my mom passed away, she picked a lot of the stuff for her funeral, and she picked a song and a joke that were the darkest parts of the funeral. The first one was she picked the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun to play for the montage. That song is ruined for me for the rest of my life because it's such a happy song. And every time I see it, I'm like, it's the darkest point of my life. And then the joke she picked on the back of her program, it said, "See, I told you I was sick," and had her name. And I was like, really? You're giving us the middle finger on the back of your fucking thing, dude? Have a little class, Mom. God.
Wow. But I mean, good for her for going, right? Like,
you want to know something really crazy? I bet I can get you to have goosebumps over this. But you guys ever heard of the comedian Michael Lehrer, the guy who had ALS?
Okay, yes.
So he committed assisted suicide. He couldn't do it anymore. So he actually did a joke where he's like, you know what the worst part is about bailing on your assisted suicide? Because he bailed on his first one. He was like, a chatty Uber driver. That's incredible. But he, after he committed assisted suicide, his last tweet was that same fucking joke that my mom used. I collapsed when I saw it. I was like, for real? I cannot handle this right now.
I don't know. I do like the idea of like saying something to like let's say you're dating someone, instead of dumping them, just like making them want to dump you so they don't get heartbroken. Or if you're going to die, like making your friend hate you, or say like doing something at the funeral to totally throw off the mood, like lessening people's grief in sort of oddball ways, you know? I like that. Am I making any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because our culture is kind of like, I want the maximum people to mourn the most for me because that means I did the most, like I was the best. But maybe it's better, it's more moral to like not have people grieve for you because you don't want them to be sad. Is maximizing people's grief over your death like something you should be striving for?
No.
I don't know.
I think the best funeral that I ever went to was one of Mark's best friend's mom, and she picked tons of stuff out. She's like, I want to have like a bourbon open bar. She picked out a ton of fun music. She's like, I love butterflies. I love butterflies everywhere. But I mean, like, just, it just was, she was like, I want this to be a party. I don't want anyone down. I'll tell you, it was the most fun I've ever had at one. And people weren't like, I mean, people were upbeat and it was fun.
Yeah. Any more with your idea?
No, I mean, I could sit down, you know, I was like, how far do I want to go with this? Like, you know, you could sit and kind of draft this whole thing up. But I was like, you know, I kind of like it that there's some loose ends open and you're kind of left wondering. But I'd actually watch something like that just to see different comedians go up, to see them have it to randomly do a karaoke song.
Who would you like to be dead there? Who is the dead guy in your scene? In
you. That? You.
Oh, like out of the local comedy scene, like who would be the two women and who would be the dead guy?
Yeah. Who's your cast?
Right. I'd have to say Nick Ford just because he's always fun to pick on. And he'd do it. Dang it.
Who would the murderer be?
Ned Rice. Ned was just so sick of him getting all the attention.
I really like Ned. I saw that they're doing a roast for him tonight.
Right?
I would have loved to see that.
I didn't know about it, had I known.
But let's wrap it up. Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
I'm going to be at Aqua in Plymouth on April 26th. Big Tommy's in Novi. I'm opening up for Sal D'Amelio on the 19th through the 21st.
April 5th is my 1 year anniversary doing comedy.
Cool. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.